Good morning and welcome to Daily Inspirations. This is John again with you this morning. The last couple mornings we've been looking at sowing and reaping. You know, the scripture says, be not deceived, God's not mocked, whatsoever he soweth, that shall he also reap. He that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. So, you know, we just looked at the principle of sowing and reaping, and then we've looked at different principles, what the scripture says. If you do this, this is what your reaping shall be. And then we've looked at examples in the scripture of men who sowed and reaped, both good and bad. And then this morning, I'd just like to take our minds to Romans chapter 8. It talks about a lot about the flesh and the Spirit of God. So I'm just going to read Romans chapter 8, starting in verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So when we sow to the Spirit of God, there's no condemnation. But, you know, if we're sowing to the flesh, it brings condemnation to our hearts, you know, and that's the Spirit of God trying to convict us. Verse 2, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So, you know, to get right with God, we cannot do it in our flesh. We need to walk after the Spirit. To live the Christian life, we need to walk after the Spirit. If we try of our own self and strength and flesh, we're going to reap corruption. Verse 5, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So, you know, if we want to sow to the Spirit, you know, we need to have the Spirit of God within us, because the carnal mind is an enmity against God. Verse 8, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. You know, we are either in the kingdom of God, or we are out. It's that simple. The scripture says, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And in order to sow to the Spirit and to reap life everlasting, we need to have the Spirit of Christ. And we get the Spirit of Christ by being born again by the Spirit of God. We repent of our sins and come to Jesus Christ by faith, looking to the cross for what he has done. You know, verse 3 says that God sent his Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin and condemned sin in the flesh. And so when we get born again, our sins are forgiven. And then we can start sowing to the Spirit of God and start reaping life everlasting. Verse 11, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. You know, when we get born again of God, then the Spirit that of Christ that raised him up is dwelling in us. It's also raising us up to walk in newness of life, to start experiencing everlasting life. You know, the scripture says in Galatians 6 there, you know, he that soweth to the Spirit shall reap life everlasting. And so when we're born again of his Spirit, the Spirit of God that raised up Jesus Christ is also raising us up to walk in newness of life, that we can start reaping life everlasting. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things pass away. Behold, all things become new. You know, the Spirit of God, as we sow to the Spirit, is making all things new. Our mind, our heart, it's cleansed. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us. John says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of his Son, Jesus Christ, cleanseth us, you know. So as we walk in the light, and the Spirit of God is raising us up to walk in newness of light, he's cleansing us, and we're sowing to the Spirit, and we're reaping life everlasting. Verse 12 says, therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And so this morning, is the Spirit alive and well within your heart? Are you being led by the Spirit of God? They are the sons of God, it says. And so I just want to pray that you'll be blessed with this word this morning. It's life everlasting. Thank you for listening to Daily Inspirations. Let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, we bless you and we praise you for your word. I pray, Lord, that you would quicken your word this morning, give it life to all those who hear, that you may receive glory and honor. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.